Again, this is Bob Brundage, and the date today is September the 30th, 1997. Today we have the pleasure of talking to Johnny LeClair. I have written to him up in Wyoming, and he's on his way through today, here in Albuquerque, on his way through to his home in Mesa, Arizona. And we're fortunate enough to get together. We're in a hotel lobby, so if you hear a little background noise, well, I don't let it bother you too much. So, John, real pleasure to have you and Marge here.
Well, we're real happy to be here. Luckily, we could get together on the way through.
Yeah, sure was lucky. So, well, tell us, John, where were you born and brought up?
Well, I was born in Wyoming and spent most of my life in Wyoming until I joined the Army Air Corps, and then I spent some time overseas and then came back and actually spent most of my time in Wyoming until I moved to Arizona in about 1970.
Okay. So how'd you get interested in square dancing then?
Well, we lived in a rural area, and a young gentleman had just gotten out of college, and he worked for the government. And he was transferred to near our area in Wyoming. And he had had a little experience of square dancing, so he started a club, and we all become interested. And later he was transferred, so someone had to take over, and eventually I was the one.
Okay. Now, approximately what time was it?
This would have been in about, I think he came there in 1949. And he left in about 1950.
Right. Okay, well, you were in what you call the ground floor of the big exodus to square dancing then, right?
Well, we were in the early stages anyhow.
Yeah, right. And this was in Wyoming at that
yes.
time?
Yes. Yeah. This is near, actually the little town was Burris, Wyoming. It's about 25 miles from a town a little bit larger called Dubois, and about 68 from a town called Riverton, where I spent a good portion of my time.
All right. So you got into a hot and heavy, and so you probably went through the square dance classes and all that kind of thing?
Well, right at the particular time, there weren't any classes to speak of, and it was hard to get information and material on square dancing, but we managed to survive and learn from books and whatnot. And,
right.
And at that time, there was a few traveling callers beginning to come through.
Oh, were
there? Well, yes. One was Dave Klavner, I can remember.
Oh, yeah,
and
I remember that name.
Then a little bit later on, Les Gotcher came through.
Yeah.
And then, of course, a whole bunch came after that.
Okay. Well, so and you were probably working besides square dancing?
Oh, yes. I was raised on a ranch, and so we were ranchers to begin with. And then square dancing became a part of my life, and then we sort of gave up the ranching part and kept with the square dancing.
Okay, so you've been at it full time a long time.
Oh, right? A very long time. We were close to 40 years, I guess.
Yeah, right. Well,
I'm still affiliated with square dancing. I run a school in Wyoming, and not a school, but a weekend of square dancing, and this is my 39th year of running that particular weekend, and we're looking forward to number 40, which will be next year.
Sure, right. So you're still actively calling?
Then? No, I don't call.
I see, okay.
I actually quit calling in 88, but I still run the school.
Yeah, okay. Who else do you have on your staff?
Well, we've had so many that I can't remember. This particular year, we got young Kaufman, Steve Kaufman, coming. And a young fellow by the name of Guy Adams.
Guy Adams. Well, that's interesting. So over the years, who were some of the people you've had on your staff?
Well, we've had Ken Bauer and Randy Doherty.
Okay.
Golly, I'm trying to think of, we've had nearly everybody that was traveling at that particular, Dave Taylor.
Yeah.
And
Did you ever get tied up with Ed Gilmore?
Oh, well, I knew Ed, and we knew him. We did a lot of festivals with him early on.
Okay.
And we were very, very fond of Ed and Drew.
Yeah. How about Manning and Nita Smith?
Oh, yes. We worked a lot with Manning and Nita Smith.
Yeah.
I recall that we worked Banff. I can't remember exactly how many times, but we worked a number of times with Manning and Nita. Then we worked the odd festival around the country with
them. Right. Okay, well, I remember I just talked with Nita Smith not too long ago, and she mentioned you, mentioned Banff. And
right.
So, hi, were you ever affiliated with the Lloyd Shaw School?
Yes, and on the way down here, I was trying to think. We were there at least 2 years, maybe 3 years. I don't remember offhand, but I think it was around 1952 or 53. It might have been 51,
okay.
But in that area.
Well, I didn't go there till 54, but it was certainly a wonderful experience.
Yes, it sure was. We thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah. Have you ever been, I'm sure you've been to several of the national conventions.
Well, we've been to a lot of them. I don't remember exactly how many. Offhand, I would say about half of the national conventions.
Oh, well, that's only 24.
Yeah.
That's not many. Yeah. Well, any other schools that you've been associated with, John?
Well, early in the, must have been in the early 50s, well, the late 50s, I would say, I did, or I worked at least 1 week, maybe 2 weeks at the Lighted Lantern. We were there for many, many years.
Yeah.
Think we worked 2 weeks.
Was that Paul Kermit?
That's Paul Kermit.
Yeah.
At that particular time, there was a... folk dancer who was also Fred Enholm was also affiliated with the school at that particular time.
Uh-huh.
And then we did Boyne Mountain with Dave Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
And I did Celamar.
Oh, yeah.
And then I did with Al, I did a deal at West Point.
Oh, yeah.
I think he called it Funstitute.
Yeah,
I'm not
right.
Sure.
West Point. Yeah,
West Point. We did that a couple of years, I think.
Yeah.
And then we did Kirkwood for, I'm guessing again, because I don't recall right offhand, probably 25 years.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't realize.
And then we did Wisconsin Dells for probably 7 or 8 years, maybe longer than that, I don't recall. But I worked a good many of them.
Well, you've not only been around, you've been around and around, right? Well, tell us about your recording, John.
Well, we recorded for Sets in Order and also for Windsor. And then, I guess that's the only two that I actually recorded for. I think I recorded one for Lightning S, too, also, way back.
That's Marv Schilling.
That's Marv Schilling. By the way, we did a school for Marv Schilling way back when, too.
Uh-huh.
And that was up in the southern part of Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember the little town out of Walsenburg. Matter of fact, we did Weekend.
We were just talking about Mike Michel and Western Jubilee.
Yes.
You didn't record with him.
No, I did record with him, but I did a Weekend, maybe two, way back in the early, must have been... the mid-50s, somewhere along in there.
Right.
We had a great time with him. He was really a fun guy to work with.
Yeah, I remember. I had the pleasure of staying overnight with him a couple of times in his guest house. Great guy, actually.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you know if he's still around?
You know, I really don't know. I called for him one time in Phoenix years and years and years ago.
Yeah.
And I even tried to find that hall, being so I live in Mesa, but I wasn't able to. It's probably changed.
Yeah, probably has. So, what about Caller Lab affiliation, John?
Yes, I was one of the charter members.
Okay.
And I'm still an associate member, although I don't call.
Right.
I'm still an associate member of Caller Lab.
Yeah. Well, are you going to conventions anymore?
No, not really, because, not calling anymore. But I've certainly enjoyed it.
You're looking forward to the National out in California coming up in a couple of years?
Well, we probably won't make it because, as I say, we do a lot of dancing yet. But not calling anymore, why, it, we probably will not go to California.
Well, you better stick your nose in the door and say hello.
Well,
an awful lot of people would like to see you, I'm sure.
Well, we take some time off, but we generally go up the west coast up north and either go salmon fishing or we like to go to rodeos and whatnot, so we spend a good deal of time up there in the summertime doing that.
Well, you're anticipating my next question, that is, to get away from the subject, what are some of your hobbies?
Well, I think our biggest hobby is fishing, salmon fishing, and then running a close second would be going to rodeos. During this past month, actually, we've been to 4 rodeos, starting in Hillsboro, Oregon, going to Hermiston, Oregon, back to Caldwell, Idaho. I guess we've got one more than that. Also Kennewick, Washington, and then to Pueblo, Colorado.
Well, it wasn't going on. You just came from Pueblo.
Yeah, we just left Pueblo.
Yeah. Was there a rodeo on there?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
That's the reason we were there, actually.
All right.
They had the state fair, but that's just one of the sidelines of the...
Ever been to Calgary Stampede?
We have not been to the Calgary Stampede. I've called a good many times in Calgary, but we've not been there for the Stampede.
Okay. Which is a wonderful segue into the next question now, and that is, how about traveling out of the country? Tell us about some of the trips you've had. Have you been overseas or things like that?
Yes, and I'm not probably going to be exact on this, but we've taken a good many square dance tours overseas,
mm-hmm.
and I'd have to check with Margie to be sure that I'm, but I think we have been in 61 foreign countries.
Is that right?
With our calling. And then besides the square dancing tours, we took one golfing tour to Scotland, England, and Wales.
There you go. You like that Scottish type of golf course?
Yes. Yes. Really, really do. I was very fortunate. We got to play, I think I played the old course 3 times, and it was really an experience, one I'll never forget, I'll assure you.
Well, when I saw Jack Nicklaus take 3 shots to get out of one of those sand traps, I said, I don't think I want to play over there.
I think I was very fortunate. I think I parred one hole.
All right. Well, that sounds about par for the course for me. So, okay. Well, John, I know you're housed now in Mesa, and there's a lot of activity around Mesa, Apache Junction. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Well, we were very fortunate there. Also, we were one of the first to go to Mesa in the square dance activity. We started at Trailer Village, which was very new at that particular time. And they had just started a square dance program, and we were very fortunate to have been asked to go and head the program there.
Mm-hmm.
And when we first started, we did both the squares and the rounds. So, and it became, really unbelievable mecca for square dancing.
Yes, it really
is. Then from Trailer Village, we also worked at Good Life, which at the beginning was called Travel Trailer 2. And then from there, we went to Mesa Regal, which is a brand new park opening. And it's a huge park, but we were very, very fortunate to be able to be in on the ground floor and square dancing in Mesa, and it was really a wonderful experience.
Yeah. Well, if I remember right, there's something like 32 square dance halls at these various parks.
Well, right now I think there's at least that many. When I started, there was only about 3 big parks and with square dance halls and a square dance program, square and round dance program. But it's really mushroomed, and there's a tremendous amount of good halls.
Yeah.
And a lot of good callers, and a lot of good round dance teachers.
And quite a few really big halls, too. Actually.
Yes.
Some that will hold 100 squares, somebody tells me.
I think when we had the grand opening at Mesa Regal, we had around 103 squares, uh-huh. if I recall correctly.
That ain't a bad crowd.
No.
Not a buck ahead, it ain't bad.
Right.
Right. Well, you mentioned round dancing, John. Tell us about it. Had you been teaching rounds at one time? Or
oh, yes. Actually, from the beginning, we started teaching rounds from the beginning when we started calling. You know, we first taught little mixers and
sure.
real simple things, and then we just stayed with the round activity as well as the square dancing. And all the times that we were in Wyoming, we taught rounds as well as squares. So when we first went to Mesa, we handled both programs until it became too much. We had so much square dancing that we couldn't handle both the squares and the rounds.
Right.
And then we brought in someone to do the rounds.
Yeah. Who are some of the round dance people you worked with?
Outside
of Manning and Anita.
Well, first of all, way back, we worked with Frank and Carolyn Hamilton.
Okay.
And we brought the Chafees. Mesa, we worked with them.
Jack and
Nay Stapleton going way back.
What a beautiful
team
they were.
And, of course, Needham Manning Smith.
Yeah.
And we worked, of course, from the festival group with a lot of different round dance couples.
Yeah. Well, I love the work that the Stapleton did. And they came from the Detroit area originally, if I remember right.
Right. They were around, they were from Michigan.
I think they both passed away. I've been in touch with Dina Fresh. Remember?
Yes, we worked. We worked somewhere with them. I think they were from Kansas or St. Louis somewhere. We worked. I don't recall if it was either in Wisconsin or somewhere that we worked with them.
Yeah, and I've been in touch with Dot Foster, Dayton Dot Foster.
Yes, we used to call for them.
Yeah. And I have also interviewed the Palmquists, Eddie and Audrey Palmquists.
Yes, we also worked.
Of course, they were from Canada. Right?
I think one of the weekends we worked with Dave Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
They may have been there.
Yeah, they mentioned Dave when I talked to them, right? Yeah. Well, Johnny, let's get a little bit serious here for a minute. I've been asking most everybody, where do you think square dancing has been, and where is it now, and where do you think it might be going?
Well, I think it's been great. I think it's been a great activity for the young and the elderly. When I talk about the elderly, I'm talking about retired people, I guess.
Yeah.
They have a tremendous program for them. I don't know. I have mixed emotions on where it is actually going, and I don't have an answer, and maybe no one else really does. I'm not really sure.
Right.
But with talking to people around the outside, what I call the outside world, because we're in Mesa where there is a lot of activity and it's concentrated.
Yeah.
But when you get out into the small towns, USA and around, I find that it has dropped off considerably, and I really have no idea why, and I don't have an answer. I don't really know.
Yeah.
I'm very concerned about it. I'm just wondering. Matter of fact, Margie and I were talking just not too long ago. We were wondering what the activity would be, say, 10 years down the road from now. We just
right.
don't have any idea that so many of the small clubs out in the rural area evidently don't have a caller or don't have a teacher and can't afford to have one, so I don't know where the activity is going.
Yeah. Well, maybe they're using records or tapes or something like that.
Well, they could be, but still it doesn't take the place of a live caller.
No, that's for sure. So another interesting question I have been asking people is, what do you find appealing about calling? What do you think is it?
About calling?
Yeah.
I think I got the biggest thrill from teaching people, being able to teach people and see people enjoy something.
Right.
And in the beginning, square dancing is generally a completely new type of recreation for people. And I think I got I really enjoyed seeing people enjoy something
right.
that they'd never participated in before.
Right.
And it was good, clean recreation.
Right. If you could change anything in your career, is there anything you would have changed? Anything you're kind of sorry you did or anything like that?
There's probably a lot of things. I can't think of any one thing.
I
thoroughly enjoyed every bit of time that we spent square dancing. It gave us an opportunity to see all of the country, a lot of the world,
right.
and so many places that probably we would never have the opportunity right. to see or go to. And it was just a wonderful job, if you would call it a job.
Yeah.
Profession for us. We certainly enjoyed it. We met so many super people.
Yeah.
So many great people.
Right.
That alone would be well worth the time that we spent it.
Sure. Well, this has been a very interesting conversation, John. I think I know you're anxious to get. You're going to drive from here all the way to Mesa, and you've already come from Pueblo and. That's kind of a first piece, as they say.
Well, the other day we left Pasco, Washington, on our way to Riverton, Wyoming, and we drove a pretty long day.
Yeah.
I think close to 800 or close to 900 miles.
Yeah.
And Marge said, "Well, we haven't lost our touch on driving."
Yeah,
so,
right.
But yeah. Hey, we've certainly enjoyed having the opportunity to come on by.
Well, I appreciate you dropping off the thruway and. Taking the time to get together. Marge has been sitting here giving me instructions all the time.
Right, she's been giving me the signs, you
yeah.
know. Yeah. Just like when you're calling, she was always the one in the background saying you're either too loud
yeah, right.
or you're not loud enough.
Right.
More music yeah. and all of that, you know.
So
she's been a great partner.
Oh, I'm sure. I presume you guys are still dancing then, round dancing and square dancing both?
We don't round dance much anymore, but we do square dance. We do quite a bit of square dancing, and I've gotten into clogging, and I clog. I clog probably at least twice a week, and then although we don't dance as much as we did a couple of years ago, we still dance.
Yeah. You're gonna try to keep up with my brother now. He has a new dancing partner, and she dances phase 5 and 6 round dances. And she dances challenge, and she also clogs.
Well, that ought to keep him busy.
Yeah, right. Keep him out of trouble, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Hope it'll keep him young, that's important.
Right.
Right. John, I really appreciate you taking the time to drop off the thruway.
Well, we've really enjoyed it, Bob, and hope our path will meet again for too long.
I certainly hope so, and we look forward to it.
Okay, the best of all to you.
Thank you very much.